Yeah. All right. So dancing. Do people, right? They start dancing when you play.
Oh, you betcha. That one's a pretty upbeat song, so people like to get up there and dance around.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And do you do any like line dancing or anything like that, or no dancing for you?
Well, usually I'm the one providing the entertainment and getting people to dance. That's my job.
All right. All right. Now let's talk about your instrument. Any favorites you have at home that you want to talk about? Anyone that has a story to it?
Well, I currently play a white SG, and I did for years. I had one, and then right before a show one day, the case fell over and I broke the neck on my guitar. And I didn't have a backup at the time, so
I had to
go to the music store and purchase another guitar. I didn't have much money, so I bought this fairly inexpensive little Squire Strat. And I rocked that for a couple years, and then it gave me, you know, the inspiration to really like Strats because I hadn't really played one. Until then, I found another SG, which I have again now. So I've been playing it all the time, all over at all our gigs.
Oh, fantastic. All right, now let's take you, let's go to the beginning. When you were a kid, what was your first instrument?
Well, I'll tell you my first experience with music that really turned me on to music. Going to great granny's house when I was a kid, I think my first memories were like I was maybe 4 or 5 years old. My great granny was ill. She had diabetes. So it was kind of quiet time when we went there. But she had a piano in her living room. And as a kid, I just couldn't wait to jump up on that bench. I remember the first time jumping on that bench with my feet dangling. And I hit that note with my finger and how the piano just resonated through my whole body. It just opened up a window for me where I was like, wow, this is something cool. So it was all my parents could do every time after that to keep me off that piano. I just wanted to hammer on that thing. They'd give me a little bit of time at the end of our visit, you know, to like play around kind of thing. But yeah, I always wanted to just jump up there.
So, oh, yeah. Fantastic. Oh, okay, so piano was your first, yeah. Yeah, and then how about your first concert? Do you remember that?
Oh, gosh. I've seen so many shows. I don't even think I can remember my first concert. There was a lot back in the day.
First album?
I think one of my first albums was like some of my dad's stuff. I used to steal some of his tapes, like, you know, like Rolling Stones and stuff like that. The Eagles, all that classic stuff.
Oh, yeah. Did you have like a Walkman?
Yes, I had the Sony Walkman.
No. Oh, okay.
And I love that thing. I wore it out.
Oh, you wore it out. Yeah. Okay, cool. All right. Now let's talk about this other band that you were involved with, Dwayne Watson Band.
Yeah. Back a few years ago before COVID, I was doing some bass in the Dwayne Watson Band. And they are great guys. Dwayne's a good friend of mine. Check him out, Dwayne Watson Music. And I had the pleasure and I was lucky enough to get on one of his songs on bass. It's called 60 Going on 17, and it's a great song. Dwayne's a great songwriter, so check it out.
Over with 2 heart attacks, so I sold my guitars and my old Ford truck. Thinking different as I grow older. Time to get my life back in order. I'm 60 going on 17, and I feel just like a kid again with a brand new pair of Levi jeans. Yeah, I know I got some miles on me. I'm a proud grandpa now, and what's become of me? I got some songs on the radio, spinning in some foreign countries I've never heard of before. Thanks to DJ Grant, I have a number one hit. He like Bill and Miner, a son of a war vet.
went by just like a summer breeze. I was 17 back then, now I'm over 60. I'm 60, going on 17. And I feel just like a kid again with a brand new pair of Levi jeans. Yeah, I know I got some road miles on me. I'm a proud grandpa now. And what's become of me? La, la, la.
Yeah, 60 going on 17. I feel like we're 17 right now, right, Amber?
You betcha. And that's a strong kind of motto that I live by. I do have a song called The Flame that will be out in the new year. And it's about that. It's about no matter how old you get, still keep that flame alive. Still stay a child. Keep that childlike energy and fun and sense of wonder.
Oh, fantastic. And this is going to be on your new album coming up?
Yes, you betcha.
Oh, okay. Tell everyone, when is it coming out?
So I have a new album coming out early in the new year. And it's going to be called Freedom. And some of the songs on there I wrote during COVID. And there's going to be a strong emphasis on freedom, you know, living free, living life to your fullest potential, and just having fun and doing what you love.
I love that. OMG. Okay, and let's talk about some gigs, upcoming gigs you got.
You bet. We've got a few more gigs left for this year. This Saturday, we're playing at the Wolf Bar in Maple Ridge. We're opening up for a really good friends in 73 Challenger, and they're an excellent hard rocking band. It's going to be a night of hard rock. We're going to be doing a bunch of our original rock and a few covers for you guys. Doors open at 8. It's a $15 cover that goes to the band, so come on down and we'll have a good time and we'll rock you good.
You also have some merch?
You betcha. We'll be selling some of our merch down there. We've got ladies and men's t-shirts in a few different styles. We've got some awesome stickers. We do have a few more shows coming up as well. On the 28th is the Brownsville. That's a Friday night. And the 29th, we're playing out in Sneakers in Abbotsford. And those two gigs, I should have some new merch coming in. I've got some actual, some necklaces that I've ordered and some toques. Yeah, we've got some really cool necklaces with our song names on them. And yeah, we've got some toques in stock. So yeah, come down and check us out and help support the band. All the merch sales go towards paying for our album and studio time. So we love the support.
Yeah, perfect. And Dean was wearing a hat as well. All right, we're going to get to a break and we'll be back with more Amber Ablaze.
Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred.
Is Bird Note. The sights and sounds of birds visiting a feeder in the backyard or a local park can brighten our days during the darker months of the year. And if you want to take your experience to the next level, you can contribute to science just by keeping track of birds at a feeder. Project Feeder Watch is a community science project organized by the Cornell Lab of Ornithology and Birds Canada. Thousands of people across North America help gather data on over 100 species of birds that spend their winters on the continent. From November through April, participants make lists of the birds they see at a bird feeder, bird-friendly garden, or water feature whenever they get the chance, and submit those lists online. It's that simple. You might think an activity so simple couldn't possibly make a difference. But the data from Project Feeder Watch have already helped sound the alarm about declines in bird species, track the spread of disease among wintering bird flocks, and note shifts in the ranges of bird species throughout the colder months. Through efforts like Project Feeder Watch, we can become the eyes and ears of bird conservation. For BirdNote, I'm Ariana Rimmel. BirdNote is grateful to all listeners who provide financial support for this show. You can join them at birdnote.org.
And we are back with more Amber. All right, Amber. You're going to be playing a Christmas song later this year, or when is that coming out?
Well, just recently, a friend of mine, Ron Johnson, of the band The Johnsons, mm-hmm. he's also the bass player in the Andrew Michael Blues Band, mm-hmm. he called me up and said, I'm going into Rob's studio. I've got this Christmas song. It's called Christmas in Canada. Oh. So it was written by Ron, and Rob did some work on that as well. And they got me to come in and do some backing vocals on that. So Christmas in Canada should be out within the next few weeks. So we're looking forward to starting off the Christmas season and sharing that around. As well.
Nice. Yes. And we're going to play that in December. All right. Okay. What else do you got going on? Anything planned for Christmas itself? Like, do you do all the cooking for Christmas? Like, what do you do?
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll probably have a Christmas get together or something like that, but it's kind of loose. So our band is actually taking December off just to focus on finishing our album. We're going back into the studio. We're revamping our show. We're taking the time to write a bunch of new songs for the new year and get some more show stuff going. So we're going to come into 2026 with a bang.
Nice, nice. But yeah, for Christmas, do you go out to see the lights at all, or do you, I don't know.
Usually during that time, I usually take that time to just have some quiet, relaxing downtime. Yeah. And we've been so busy this year gigging and going out on the road and doing shows and recording and getting that all organized. We're going to be doing some jams at our studio in New Westminster with just some of our friends and just going around and seeing some of our lovely music people and just visiting and just enjoying the season.
Yes, just relaxing and maybe having some fine wine. And we're going to play a song called Fine Wine by the Michael Blues Band.
You're a fine wine, you're so right. I've got to see you, I've got to feel you, you're so
the band?
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to touch. That was the Andrew Michael Blues Band. Yeah. It's a great local blues band. Check them out. Ron Johnson, my friend, also plays on bass on that band as well. And then I just wanted to touch and give a shout out to my friend Willie B. Sober, too, because when I did my time in the Dwayne Watson Band, that song I played bass on, 60 Going on 17, he was a big part of that and played guitars on that as well. So check him out, Willie B. Sober.
Yes. And where can people check you out?
So we have a website, www.amberablazeband.com. We're on all the socials. We have links to that off of our webpage, but you can check us out on all the streaming platforms. Our song, Wild Wild Woman. We're on YouTube, Amber Ablaze Band, Instagram, Facebook, X, all that good stuff. And you can find it all linked to our webpage, www.amberablazeband.com.
Yes, and we're just going to play a couple of more songs, folks, and then we have to go. Okay, tell me about this song called Conceited.
It's another song by my friend Jennifer Morrison of Cracked Wheat, our bass player Eddie Ram on the bass, and I got the lovely chance to do some lead guitar work on this great song.
Yes, and we also interviewed Jennifer from Cracked Wheat. You can just go on the Wham Bam East Band YouTube page and you can see that video. All right, here's Conceited on CJSF. Yeah, and I had the chance to actually see you guys perform live in East Van, right?
Yes, me and Jennifer did a little duo gig together at Zawa Restaurant on Commercial
Restaurant.
Drive.
Yeah, you guys got to check it out because they, I forgot the lady who was doing it, but she does it every few weeks.
Yeah, they have a lot of music going on at that place. Check it out.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Okay, so the next show, folks, I want you to stay tuned if you love metal. Jeremy has a show called The 60-Minute Stage Dive After Mine. And my question for you, Amber, was, have you ever crowd surfed before?
Well, yeah, going to a lot of the heavier concerts back in the 90s, I remember being at the P&E Forum many a times and getting off the stage and the security are going like, no, don't, and getting good crowd surf on. And yeah, those were fun times. I did that quite a bit back in the day.
Awesome. I'm glad you are a wild, wild woman. And we are going to play that once again, finally here. And thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van, baby.
Yeah, baby. All right. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. I'm DJ Meddy, signing out. Good day.
Canadian Human Trafficking